Good morning, and welcome to the service this morning. Let's begin with singing.
The superlative words. High in the hands eternal.
Good morning. I want to talk about gratitude today. And I didn't realize yesterday when I was working on this how appropriate it would be to just realize how much we've been spared from. I think the governor of Kansas said somewhere around 97 tornadoes touched down in the state last night. And I think as a whole, this community was largely spared. And so that's worth being grateful for. Well, I don't know what you think of when you think of gratefulness. There was a story that my mind turned to when I was thinking about it a couple days ago. It's an old story. I'm sure you've heard it before. It illustrates one view of gratefulness, not necessarily an accurate view. There were two guys walking through a field, and suddenly they heard pounding footsteps behind them. They looked back, and there was a bull charging at them, longhorns, very angry. So they take off running, and they're running as hard as they can. And they realize the distance to the nearest fence is not short enough. That bull is going to catch them. And the one guy looks at the other guy and says, "Do you know how to pray?" And he says, "No, I don't. I remember one prayer that my dad used to pray before meals." And the other guy said, "Well, pray it. This bull is going to hit us." So he said, "Lord, for what we are about to receive, make us truly grateful." Well, that's one version of gratefulness, and it's not really accurate, I don't think. I'm going to propose a definition for gratefulness, and we'll see how that works out as we read a passage in the Bible. I think gratefulness is maybe living with the understanding that God is good, and celebrating his goodness every chance I get. I think that's what gratefulness is. At least that's how I would like to define it this morning. Turn with me to Luke chapter 17, and we'll be starting in verse 11. Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem, and they meet a group of men who are in serious need of Jesus' help. Luke chapter 17, starting verse 11. "And it came to pass, as they were on their way to Jerusalem, that he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices, saying, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go and show yourselves unto the priests.' And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorifying God. And he fell upon his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found that returned to give glory to God save this stranger?" And he said unto them, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." I want to put a parenthetical statement in here. Do remember, as we talk about gratefulness, that the whole reason we exist is to bring glory to God. God made us to make himself happy and to have a relationship with us. And so we exist, our whole purpose for being here is to make God smile, to make him famous, to show who God really is. So keep that in mind as we talk about this. I want to notice a few other things. The healing that Jesus did, often he talks about faith being a prerequisite before he can heal. He couldn't do any mighty works because there were no, because of the lack of faith in the region or something like that. But in this case, he clearly says the faith is what made it possible for him to heal them. He says, "Your faith has made you whole." He said that to the Samaritan who returned. Also, as the guys were going to the priests, so he sees this group of men, and they say, "Heal us," or "Have mercy on us." And he says, "Well, you guys go show yourselves to the priests." And that's what they were supposed to do when they were cleansed. And so as they went to do that, they were cleansed as they demonstrated their faith. So their faith is what made it possible for Jesus to heal them. But Jesus went ahead, performed the miracle. 10 guys were cleansed from leprosy. But did God get any glory yet? Notice God didn't get any glory until, or at least not as much as he should have gotten, until that Samaritan came back, fell on his face in front of Jesus, and with a loud voice glorified God. That's when God got the glory. That's when the human was doing his part. It was living up to what God wanted him to do. Gratefulness, remember, gratefulness is living with this understanding that God is good and celebrating it every chance you get. So this morning, we're here, we're happy that no tornadoes hit this building or our homes, and God is good and we can celebrate that. But that's only one little time. There are lots and lots of times that we should be noticing the good things God does to us, that God gives us, and celebrating that. Loudly. I wonder how it would look if we would express gratefulness the way this Samaritan did. You notice he was very different from the other lepers. There were 10 of them, a group of 10 of them. They start going. Suddenly they notice they're healed. The rest of them, presumably, keep on going and see the priest, and he pronounces them free of leprosy, and they go on their way. But this guy turns 180 degrees, goes back to Jesus, and he looks very different from the rest of his companions. I think a truly grateful person will look uniquely different from the people around them. They will stand out because humans are supposed to glorify God, and a lot of humans don't. Now, back to the story about the bull. So, should they really be happy for bulls in their lives that trample them? Should we be grateful for tornadoes when they do hit our houses? Are tornadoes an expression of God's goodness? Well, no, they're not. Neither is sin or death or anything like that. That's not an expression of God's goodness. That is a result of man's sin. That's a result of the curse that came to the world. So I think the correct way to express gratefulness is say, notice the good things that God gives us when they come to us, and delight in those. And when bad things come to us, recognize that those are not an expression of God's character. Those are a result of man's sin. But also remember that God can take those bad things. He can take bulls and tornadoes, and when bad things happen to us, he can cause good things to come out of it. He can bring life out of death. He can bring victory out of defeat. And then we can celebrate God's goodness when that happens. But let's not somehow put the blame for death and sin and tornadoes and bad things on God. Because he is good, and he gives good things to us. And we can celebrate that every chance we get. I wonder what it would look like if we were to start being loudly grateful the way this Samaritan was. I think it would be exciting. I wonder how it would affect our church services, how it would affect our relationships with each other here in the body, our witness in the community, our prayer life. And this is one that's kind of, I've been convicted of it recently. I have 10 minutes, time to pray. Karen and I are praying together. So, okay, I have this list of stuff I've got to cover, and so we just get started right away, praying as fast as we can about the things that need to be prayed about. And sometimes I wonder if, I have been convicted and realized that God is saying, whoa, just start thanking me for all the good things I give you. Start noticing who I am. I can take care of these requests. You can ask them later when you have the right amount of time. But notice me first. I have given you good things, and be grateful for them. And so I am trying to be more grateful, especially in my prayer life. How would that affect our faith? Notice that when we start recognizing the good things God gives us, suddenly we have a completely different picture of who God is, and we start thinking that God can do more stuff than we used to think he could. And our faith increases. And I have noticed this at times in my life. I've told you stories of when my faith was increased. And I've realized that as I have remembered these stories of the things that God has done for me, that it reminds me that I can trust God to be faithful now. He will be faithful now. And so that has, I think, more gratefulness would increase our faith as well. So, gratefulness isn't simply telling God we're happy. It's living with this understanding that God is good. And then every chance we get, we're going to celebrate his goodness. And I hope that we have lots of chances to celebrate it together, in church, with our families. I think once we start looking for these opportunities to celebrate God's goodness, they will come. Let's pray. God, you are good, and we are delighting in your goodness. You're good, and yet we realize that we can't really comprehend exactly how good you are. You're so good that you can even take bad things that happen to us and make good things come out of them. And so, Lord, we're praying for the people who were badly affected by these tornadoes. And all the other people, not badly affected by tornadoes, but by other things that are bad. We're asking you to bring good things out of it. And yet we recognize that you are good, and everything you touch becomes alive. And you bring life out of death, and you bring victory out of defeat. So we worship you this morning for your goodness. We celebrate it, and we love you. And we want to learn to loudly proclaim your goodness and to be grateful for the good things you give us. Sometimes they're little things. Sometimes they're things that appear big, but they're always an extension of your goodness. Amen.
Thank you, Daryl.